Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Real Talk with Q Alexander. So, I wanted to do an episode this morning. I don't know how many of you are staying updated with the trial of the officer who is responsible for George Floyd's death, but I have definitely been watching it, and it brings a lot of different emotions and just anger and sadness, and I can imagine how it's affecting his family and his loved ones. And I did an episode a while back just speaking about police brutality, and obviously it is something that continues to happen, and it's just really frustrating. And I wanted to touch on that because there's a lot of people who make a lot of ignorant unnecessary comments, and I wanted to go ahead and speak on that and just give my take on the whole situation. So, as we all should know, he basically was accused of using a counterfeit, I believe it was a $20 bill at a convenience store. And the cops were called on him. And my take on it from the start is everyone may not know that they have a counterfeit bill. That is possible. So if that was the issue, it could have been brought to him that, hey, this is a counterfeit bill. Do you have another real bill that you could use? If he didn't, then okay, he wouldn't be able to purchase his item or items. I saw that the clerk there was offering to pay for it himself, and if that's something that he wanted to do out of the kindness of his own heart, a lot of people do it. And allow him to do that, and then it could have been over. But instead, it gets escalated. The police come. Another thing we all know, when it comes to dealing with black people, especially black men, automatically just being black is viewed as a threat to a lot of these officers. So you don't even have a fair chance. You're not even viewed as a human being because they're automatically just judging you on the fact that you are black. And that is wrong. And that's something that seems to continue to happen. So I feel like the fact that he was not only black, but a tall black man. So they automatically came in with their view of him as being a threat. So as he's sitting in his vehicle, and just imagine this. Imagine putting yourself in that situation. And a lot of people fail to do that, including the police. They fail to remember that they are human beings first. Removing that uniform, removing that gun, you are a human being first. And that's something that I also feel that they need to be trained on. Sadly, they need to be trained on how to treat all people as human beings. So as he's sitting in his vehicle, imagine you have an officer or officers approaching you, pulling a gun on you, and using foul language. That right there set the tone of how that entire situation was going to go. They didn't have to approach him in that way. And people quickly say, oh, stop resisting. If you stop resisting, then basically everything will be okay. That is not the truth. It is so easy to sit on the outside and judge a situation and not put yourself in it and think of how you would really feel if you were in that situation and had a gun pointed at you, police using foul language, knowing how many black people, how many black men have been killed for no reason? That was fear. He was scared. And he had every right to be scared. So as they get him out of the vehicle, they're attempting to get him into the police car, and he's stating that, he's claustrophobic. Obviously, when you're claustrophobic, it's hard for you to breathe in small spaces. You get anxiety. So he's letting them know these things, and of course, again, he is afraid. And he's letting them know. And they're viewing it as, oh, he's resisting, he's trying to be difficult, and like he's trying to fight them, he's trying to be violent, and that's not the case. That's not what was happening. And they weren't listening to any of his concerns at all. So I believe they ended up just putting him to sit on the ground with the handcuffs, and once they got him on the ground, face down, with the handcuffs, and then this ex-cop, places his knee on his neck along with the other ex-cops. And think of all of that body weight on one person. You have a knee on your neck, and then the others are, I believe, on his back and then on his legs. How is he supposed to breathe? And no one cared within all of that time. No one cared enough to turn him on his side so that he would be able to breathe. There was absolutely no reason for that. I've seen many instances with someone of another race that's acting crazy, that has weapons, that is actually a threat, and they get treated a lot better than that. They are still alive. They don't end up dead for doing worse than what happened in that situation. George Floyd did nothing to deserve what happened to him. He was treated as if his life did not matter. That officer, ex-officer, just kept his knee there for that long, 9 minutes and I believe 29 seconds. And he had this blank look in his eyes. You could tell he's an evil person. He did not care. Like he just waited and waited until the last breath was gone out of George Floyd's body. When the paramedics came, he still had his knee on his neck. They had to tell him to get off of him. So just imagine all of those people that were there, that the defense is trying to make seem like they were being rowdy and they were somehow a threat. They were not at all. Those were people that were concerned about the safety of George Floyd. They wanted to help. They were witnessing this man being slowly murdered. They weren't throwing things, they didn't have weapons. They had every right to be upset. So what? They used foul language. That's not a threat. So I can imagine, all of these witnesses having to come forward and just relive that moment and feeling helpless. Some feeling guilt for not being able to do more and help him. But we understand because we know how the police can be. They are quick to pull a trigger with no regards for the lives of others, especially when you are black. They don't care a lot of them don't care. And it's something that continues to happen. So I am praying for justice for George Floyd and so many others. And it's just so unfortunate, especially when you're seeing the video of him prior. You know, you see him in the store, you see him seeming to be okay. And, you know, they're trying to paint him to be a bad person because he may have had an issue with drugs. A lot of people have issues with different things. It doesn't make them a bad person. He didn't deserve to die because of it. You know, he needed help. But at this point, he's gone, so he has no chance to ever get help. But I am so just disgusted with things like this continuing to happen. You know, we have a video that most of us have witnessed over and over again to clearly see that George Floyd was murdered. This is not about drugs in his system. He was murdered. So I just wanted to speak on this situation. As I said, I have been watching this trial, and, you know, I really hope that this jury is paying attention and compassionate and really can see through what the defense is trying to do, really put themselves in the shoes of George Floyd, of his family and loved ones, and really recognize how wrong this was. And he deserved to still be here. So I'm going to continue to stay tuned to this trial. And I hope that you all out there are also watching. I hope that a lot of you please watch what you say and stop judging and saying things without thinking. You know, learn to put yourselves in the shoes of other people and think of how you would react. Because one day you may be that person in that same situation or one of your loved ones, and I guarantee your tune would change if something like that ever happened to you or someone that you loved. So let's all please pray for George Floyd's family, because they really, really need it right now. And so many others who have been killed just for being black and being presumed to be a threat. And that is something that needs to change. Everybody, no matter what race you are, needs to be treated as human beings. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, I enjoy sharing my thoughts with everyone out there. So I will be back with another episode. Until then, as always, I just want to wish everyone peace and blessings.